Revelation 2. To the angel of the assembly in Ephesus write, These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lamps. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thine endurance, and that thou canst not bear evil men. And thou hast tried them who say that themselves are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and endurest, and hast borne for my name's sake, and hast not wearied. But I have against thee that thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. But if not, I am coming to thee, and I will remove thy lamp out of its place, except thou shalt repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the works of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, I will give to him to eat of the tree of life which is in the paradise of God. And to the angel of the assembly in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, who became dead and lived. I know thy tribulation and thy poverty, but thou art rich, and the railing of those who say that they themselves are Jews and are not, but a synagogue of Satan. Fear nothing of what thou art about to suffer. Behold, the devil is about to cast of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give to thee the crown of life. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. He that overcomes shall in no wise be injured of the second death. And to the angel of the assembly in Pergamos write, These things says he that has the sharp two-edged sword. I know where thou dwellest, where the throne of Satan is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in the days in which Antipas my faithful witness was, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. But I have a few things against thee, that thou hast there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a snare before the sons of Israel, to eat of idol sacrifices, and commit fornication. So thou also hast those who hold the doctrine of Nicolaitans in like manner. Repent therefore, but if not, I come to thee quickly, and I will make war with them with the sword of my mouth. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies. To him that overcomes, to him will I give of the hidden manna, and I will give to him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows but he that receives it. And to the angel of the assembly in Thyatira write, These things says the Son of God, he that has his eyes as a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works, and love, and faith, and service, and thine endurance, and thy last works to be more than the first. But I have against thee that thou permittest the woman Jezebel, she who calls herself prophetess, and she teaches and leads astray my servants to commit fornication and eat of idol sacrifices. And I gave her time that she should repent, and she will not repent of her fornication. Behold, I cast her into a bed, and those that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of her works, and her children will I kill with death. And all the assemblies shall know that I am he that searches the reins and the hearts, and I will give to you each according to your works. But to you I say, the rest who are in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I do not cast upon you any other burden, but what ye have, hold fast till I shall come. And he that overcomes, and he that keeps unto the end my works, to him will I give authority over the nations, and he shall shepherd them with an iron rod. As vessels of pottery are they broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give to him the morning star. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.